Now an update on last week's story on the ivory-billed woodpecker. We told you about skeptical scientists challenging the video evidence that the bird once thought extinct had been rediscovered. And we heard from birders who insisted their sighting was for real. Tim Gallagher stood by his claim that he saw the ivory-billed last year in an Arkansas swamp, and he told us he had more proof coming.
You know, I don't know if I should talk about it before it's public. We're actually at the American Ornithologists Union meeting in Santa Barbara next month, we'll have some evidence. We'll have it present our acoustic evidence.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will be listening.
Yeah.
Among those listening was the leader of the team of skeptical scientists, Yale University ornithology professor Richard Prum. Mr. Prum, what did you hear?
We were sent some wave files or electronic files of two recordings, and the recordings included two behaviors or two sounds that are very distinctive and very characteristic of ivory-billed woodpecker. The first was a series of Kent calls, which is sort of a nasal ank, ank, ank. The second was a set of these characteristic double drums, which sound like ba-bum, maybe one pounding and then an echo of it right immediately after.
So when you listened to that, did you hear proof?
I found them to be clear and convincing. And when I heard these recordings, I was first immediately struck by how naturalistic they sounded. And that was part of the reason why I found them so convincing.
Now, you know, I imagine this is kind of a weird position for you. Your paper that you were working on, you had to withdraw. But at the same time, as a birder, you must be just tickled to be wrong here.
I'm ecstatic about the fact that there's convincing evidence for the existence of the bird. And was really because I wanted to have this experience in a confident or sure way that I pursued a skeptical path. Now, this has really been about the science and what sort of data are required before we can confidently conclude that the ivory-billed woodpecker still exists.
Well, Richard Prum is professor of ornithology at Yale University. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
The new audio evidence that persuaded Prum to drop his challenge won't be available for the rest of us until it's presented at an upcoming scientific conference, but it probably sounds something like this 1935 recording of an ivory-billed woodpecker. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Chris Ballman, Jennifer Chu, Ingrid Lobet, and Susan Shepard, with help from Christopher Bolick, Kelly Cronin, and Michelle Queter. And we wish a fond farewell to departing crew member Jenny Cecil Moore. Thanks, Jenny, and good luck. Our interns are Max Thielander and Sarah Williams. Our technical director is Dennis Foley. Allison Dean composed our themes. And you can find us at loe.org. Steve Curwood returns next week. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt, smoothies, and milk. 10% of profits are donated to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from NPR member stations and the Ford Foundation, for reporting on U.S. environment and development issues, and the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.